The medicinal culinary garden. So many of the herbs that we use to flavor our food and give it a nice aroma are also medicinal. So herbs like thyme, rosemary, and basil have a long history of use as healing plants, along with their familiar uses as a culinary herb. In addition to flavoring food, these herbs impart a lot of helpful qualities to our food. Namely, they are antioxidants. So they help preserve our food, which is one of the reasons why people have been cooking with them for so long. Before refrigeration, food going bad was a much bigger issue. It still is, but it was a much bigger issue before. The antimicrobial and antioxidant qualities that these herbs possess helps to preserve our food. So I can attest to this from when I lived without refrigeration, when we would cook up a big pot of beans or a veggie stew, and we added a ton of raw garlic and thyme to the food, it would last for several days. Whereas if there were no seasoning, it would sometimes be bad the next day. So herbs really helped to enliven our food, to keep it fresh. Most of these herbs also possess qualities that promote healthy digestion. So they help remove intestinal gas or reduce bloating, or they stimulate the digestive fire and stimulate digestive enzymatic action. We also have some culinary herbs that are outside the typical culinary herb category, and that's hibiscus. Hibiscus is an herb that can flavor honeys and chutneys. Also, anise hyssop can impart a nice anisey flavor to dressings and honeys and confections. And we have lavender, lemongrass, chamomile. So we can think outside the box a little bit with our culinary herbs. Now I'm going to feature five of the most easy to grow and versatile culinary herbs. Rosemary is probably a familiar herb to most of you. Maybe you already grow it in your garden or in a pot. And it has really lovely blue flowers in the early spring to summer. And rosemary has recently been placed in the same genus with the sages, which I think is interesting. And along with rosemary's aromatic and culinary uses, it also has a number of medicinal uses. So it's quite antioxidant, meaning it's helpful for reducing inflammation in the body, helping to prevent cardiovascular disease, and helping to prevent cancer. It is also a mental stimulant, so it's used a lot traditionally to help with cognition and fading memory as one ages, and also concentration. For this purpose, you can use it with basil and gota cola, ginkgo. Rosemary also has a number of uses for the nervous system, so it can help with tension headaches, and it can also help to alleviate mild depression, especially if there's a lack of motivation and low energy. So the kind of depression that's not necessarily associated with anxiety, but more due to just a loss of pleasure and interest in life. So rosemary is one that you can just cook with. Any of these herbs you can cook with to soak up their medicine. Or you can make a tincture out of it. You can make an infused honey. You can add it. Just a few sprigs, adding it to water, really imparts a lot of flavor and livens up water. You can add it to bubbly water, and I like to take a few sprigs and singe them on a dry pan on high heat, so that kind of breaks up the leaves and releases their aroma along with like a smoky flavor, and then you can make a simple syrup out of that. Or you can just add that to different cocktails or mocktails. Rosemary's pretty easy to grow. It's definitely likes a well-drained soil, so I add a lot of sand and fine gravel to my soil where I grow it, and grow it in a little patch with lavender and sage and other Mediterranean herbs. It can also grow in a container. And if you cut it back every year, that will help to keep it fresh. If you live in a cooler climate, there are varieties that are more cold hardy, so you want to look at your nursery for those varieties. So the garden mints are the easiest herbs you can grow in your garden. So there's over 2,000 varieties of mint. And the mints need to be grown from the runners underground rather than seed. Because if you plant them from seed, you get sort of a mint mutt. It doesn't come true to type. So you can get some mint from a neighbor or a friend or buy it from a nursery. And mints come in a wide variety of aromas and flavors. Apple mint, spearmint, lime mint, chocolate mint. I mean, there are so many varieties of mint. Now, when I'm talking about mint, I'm only talking about the garden varieties, because there are some wild mints that have some essential oils in them that are potentially toxic. So we're just talking about the commonly grown garden mints, like the ones I've mentioned. And mints will just spread and spread unchecked. So you want to have like a barrier in the soil to keep them contained, or plant them in an out of the way area or in a container. So spearmint is probably the most beloved culinary mint used for cooking. And I really love the like refreshing wintergreen flavor of it. And the leaves are a little more wrinkly. So this is spearmint here. And then we have some lime mint, which I really love the flavor of. It's super easy to grow. And then here we have a chocolate mint, which is a kind of peppermint that has chocolatey undertones. So any of these mints can be used medicinally in a similar fashion. So they are really helpful for clearing the congestion in the sinuses from allergies or cold or flu, respiratory infections. Really gentle herbs, safe for children and elders. And then you probably know about their digestive uses, that they can soothe tummy aches and intestinal gas. All of these herbs have potential side effects or times when we wouldn't want to use them. You're also familiar with parsley, no doubt. So parsley has a number of medicinal uses. So it helps to lessen intestinal gas. See the theme here. It also helps to freshen the breath. And it's really high in vitamins, namely A, C, and K. So parsley, easy to grow in containers, easy to grow in the garden, especially in the cooler weather. And just make sure it doesn't dry out. And if you live in a really hot climate, plant it in an area that receives a little afternoon shade. So you probably already have an idea of how to use parsley in the kitchen, but it's a favorite in tabbouleh, and you can also make pestos out of it, marinades, and different sauces. Parsley does slow the production of breast milk or chest milk, so you want to avoid it during lactating unless you are weaning. So I hope that parsley enlivens your kitchen even more. Sage, another familiar culinary herb. I just love the texture of the leaves. So garden sage comes in a wide variety of textures, colors. Burgarten sage has gotten popular recently. It's got bigger leaves, but I always like to grow different variegated sages and purple sage. But the straight variety, this one is the one that I tend to use for food and medicine. It's also antioxidant and it stimulates bile production, which is one of the reasons why sage is often paired with fatty foods, because it helps us digest the fats by promoting bile, which breaks down fat in the digestive system. So if you suffer from sluggish digestion, this is a really nice herb to add to your food, fresh especially, but dried is also medicinal. Sage, like parsley, also slows down breast milk production or chest milk production, so it can be used for weaning. And sage can be taken as a honey, a tincture, a tea, and then of course it can be added to food. So it's a classic with poultry, but it's also really lovely with winter squash, roasted winter squash, and sweet potatoes. I always add sage, fresh sage, to my stuffings. So garden sage, pretty easy to grow. It is a short-lived perennial, so it will often just kick the bucket after 3 years. And don't take it personally. It's just a short-lived perennial. Some herbs are. And it does appreciate well-drained soil. So again, if you have heavier compact soils, add something to lighten up the soil. I didn't mention pine bark fines, but that is another great one for both loosening up the soil and also adding organic matter. Sage is a nice one to cut back every spring because it will get a little bit scrappy and kind of woody looking if you don't cut it back. And then when you do, it just sends up a whole flush of tender new leaves. Sage has really beautiful flowers and it does attract a lot of pollinators. So it's a wonderful herb to let flower in the garden. Thyme is one of my favorite garden herbs. It comes in so many different varieties. This one is just, I love the silvery color from the variegation, but I really love the citrusy thymes, and there's like woolly thyme and some low-growing thymes that can grow in between your walkway pavers. So thyme, it's one of my favorite herbs to cook with, so I use it a lot in spicy dishes along with like paprika and spicier peppers. But then I also use it in Mediterranean cooking, and it's one that I love to make finishing salts out of. Thyme imparts its flavor into honey in a really lovely way, also vinegars. So you can tincture it, but I really like those other methods for extracting its medicine. Now, thyme, also antimicrobial, and it is a really strong expectorant. You can also put it in a steam pot and inhale the essential oils, just a bunch of fresh sprigs. Thyme is also a good digestive remedy, and it helps with gas and bloating. Thyme prefers well-drained soil, but it will grow in richer soils or clayey soils, so it's not super picky. Again, I like to put it near pathways and just add some amendments to the soil to make it drain a little bit more. So that concludes our tour of culinary herbs. I want to give a big shout out to Mary Plant Walker and Hart Squire of Herb Mountain Farm for allowing us to film in their beautiful garden. Their gardens here are extremely biodiverse, and they've been in organic cultivation for over 50 years.